With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. For the longest time, the White House line was that President Biden would not pardon his son Hunter for tax evasion and his conviction in a federal gun possession case. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre was asked about it repeatedly.
Does the president have any intention of pardoning him?
We've been asked that question multiple times. Our answer stands, which is no.
Somehow that no turned into a yes.
In the waning weeks of his presidency, Joe Biden used his authority to pardon his son and spare him a possible prison sentence for federal felony gun and tax convictions. On several occasions, the president had said he would not pardon his son or commute his sentence after his convictions in the two cases in Delaware and California. In a statement, the president said no reasonable person who looks at the facts of Hunter's cases can reach any other conclusion than Hunter was singled out only because he is my son, and that is wrong. Greg Clugston, Washington.
President-elect Trump calls the blanket pardon covering 10 years a miscarriage of justice, asking, does the pardon given by Joe to Hunter include the J6 hostages who have now been imprisoned for years? Also on SRNNews.com, there are some pretty rosy predictions for Cyber Monday shopping.
The National Retail Federation coined the term for the Monday after Black Friday in 2005. Even though e-commerce is now part and parcel of many people's regular routine, Cyber Monday continues to be the biggest online shopping day of the year, thanks to steady discounts and a fair amount of hype. Several major retailers actually started their Cyber Monday promotions over the weekend.
Correspondent Jeremy House. Israel's military says Hezbollah has fired into a disputed border zone, the group's first attack since the start of a ceasefire. Wall Street, the Dow down 110. This is SRN News. Christians are cheering Australia's social media ban.
Clergymen, pro-family groups, and others have been warning for years that social media is corrupting the spirits, minds, and bodies of the world's young people. And they're all congratulating Australia's government for taking action. Though it won't be implemented for a year, the ban will cover all children under the age of 16 and will levy large fines on tech companies that break the law. Social media is blamed for introducing kids to pornography and gambling, amongst other things. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Hong Kong's top court has upheld earlier rulings that favor the granting of subsidized housing benefits and equal inheritance rights to gay couples. The court's final appeals dismissal of the government's appeals ends some years-long legal battles between homosexuals and Hong Kong's housing authority. Asia is generally a socially conservative region, but relentless pressure by LGBT activists and the UN is making inroads. SRN News. On the heels of Black Friday, and this is Cyber Monday, and tomorrow has a name as well.
Giving Tuesday was created to encourage people to give back and donate to charity after all the days of consumerism that come before it. Philanthropist Gene Shafiroff says giving is far greater a reward than receiving.
The idea of also giving to underserved communities, to animal welfare groups, to people that really need some money helps people.
Bill Sullivan with the Samuel Waxman Cancer Research Foundation says besides taking donations, they're also doing an auction for Giving Tuesday.
I would say, you know, between 5 and 8% of their income comes from Giving Tuesday.
Julie Walker, New York.
Nine Volkswagen plants on the home turf in Germany are seeing rolling two-hour strikes by workers. Those workers upset over pay cuts as well as factory closures. More details at srnnews.com.